for listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson.
And I'm Chris Molina. Coming up later in the program, employees in 9 cities filed sexual harassment complaints with the federal government against fast food giant McDonald's this week. We'll look at what impact that might have and take a closer look at the issue of harassment in the fast food and service industries.
First, it's time for our weekly review of Wisconsin news. State officials are weighing in on footage of a Milwaukee Bucks player being tased and arrested. This issue has garnered national attention. And also, an incident at a frac sand mine in western Wisconsin led to a spill of orange sludge into nearby rivers, and the state Supreme Court maintained a decision protecting Ho-Chunk burial mounds from excavation. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jay. Thanks.
So let's start with kind of the big news that was national. A couple of days ago, the Milwaukee Police Department released body cam video of Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown being tased and arrested after a parking violation. We've gotten reactions to that footage now from the governor's office. What have we heard today?
Sure. Well, you know, somewhat interestingly, I guess, both Governor Scott Walker and Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish both issued statements here that were critical of the police officers who made the arrest. Of course, there are 3 police officers in all have been suspended so far. So there's a suggestion that there were some kind of rules broken in this case. But Clayfish said the video that was released was disconcerting and alarming. And a spokeswoman for Governor Walker followed up and said the governor agrees with those statements and then sort of pivoted to an argument in favor of police body cameras in general, saying that they provide documentation so a thorough investigation can be completed and individuals held accountable. It's not like a giant call for reform of police practices or whatever, but fairly pointedly, it's not a defense of the officers in this case either.
And so how do you think that this is playing in an election year?
Yeah, you never want to reduce everything to politics. It's so cynical, Jay, to reduce it to politics. But no, I mean, these are politicians. So, I think it's reasonable to read some sort of sense of the political impact in these statements that are coming from these particular politicians. And the truth is, this is national news. So there are a lot of eyes on this case and what the result is going to be. I think that part of what's maybe interesting is that it's coming at the exact same time as the new NFL policy, which is the policy bans players from kneeling during the national anthem. Why are the players kneeling? To protest unequal police practices. So it plays right into a couple of national debates.
Yeah, and because this is part of a national conversation, we talked about this yesterday on the show with former Milwaukee Journal Sentinel columnist Eugene Kane. We also heard reaction from Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, as well as the Milwaukee Police Chief. A lot of focus has been on Milwaukee, but how is this impacting people in, throughout Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think that there is, I guess that there probably is a tendency outside of Milwaukee to dismiss this as a Milwaukee problem, mm-hmm. or sort of slot this into a Milwaukee issue. There's a long history of that in Wisconsin, and I don't think that this is. I think this probably fits right into that pattern. Whether that is the truth, the reality or not, is sort of another question.
This wasn't the only big news throughout the state. If we look to western Wisconsin, focusing in on Trumbull County, on Monday there was a huge rescue operation at a frac sand mine, and that led to nearly 10 million gallons of this orange-colored sludge draining into nearby waterways. So what happened in that area?
Yeah, it's kind of a shocking story. So So first of all, yeah, the river is very orange right now. There are a lot of pictures circulating, and you can see for yourself. It is 10 million gallons. It turns out is a lot of sludge, and the effect just to the naked eye on the environment there is quite pronounced right now. So what happened was
Rob, you there? We are talking right now to Rob Mentzer. He is the statewide living and storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He is based in Wausau. And we just covered some of the news about Sterling Brown, that body cam footage that came out this week, Sterling Brown being the Milwaukee Bucks player that was tased and arrested. And now we are talking about a frac sand pit spill in Trempealeau County. And as you were just saying, Rob, 10 million gallons of this sludge ended up in the waterways. Do we know how far the spill has reached so far?
Right. So it is on its way to a sort of a wildlife area there. But I mean, I have little technical difficulties. My apologies. But the what happened was, a bulldozer fell into this frac sand sort of settling pond that is part of these frac sand mines. The driver was trapped underwater for more than 2 hours and survived because the cab of this bulldozer is airtight. But I mean, that is a horrible thing to experience. So to their credit, first responders and workers at the mine saved his life. But to do it, they had to basically like open up this pond and then let all this gross water go out into the river.
Yeah, and we actually got a release today from the family saying that it was a terrifying experience and that they do not want to talk about it because there's been so much media scrutiny about what happened. And liquid from this pit, as we just talked about, spilled over into creeks and rivers after this person's rescue. And we heard from farmer Bill Silla, and this was his reaction to the spill reaching his own property.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that land now. It's covered in orange slime. What is it? What do you do with it? Is anything going to grow in it? I don't know. The whole field isn't covered, but the section that is, I don't know what to do with it.
You know, is there a lot of anxiety throughout this county now about what farmers can do with this land?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, so it's probably not too bad for the environment. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but that's what the...
So we are hearing about, these frac sand things and... moving on. So thank you, Rob, so much for joining us today. Rob Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He was with us to talk about the decision but what happened in Milwaukee with Sterling Brown and the police releasing the body cam footage of his arrest in January. And we also talked about a sludge spill in Trempealeau County.